kind of encapsulates what we're doing here today. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. If there's one thing you take away today, please take those words. Life is worth the living just because Jesus lives. Okay, Drew.
God sent his son, they call him Jesus, he came to love, heal and forgive, he lived and died to buy.
Because I know.
Thank you, worship group, for leading us in our songs today. We haven't finished yet, but very grateful to Drew and everyone else. A round of applause for them. Please be seated. We have been ashamed. I have been ashamed because I've been there. I have let my Lord down. It's great in here this morning, isn't it? We can really rejoice and sing and thank God for this special day. But what happens when we go out through those doors today? Will it be the same? Will it be the same? It wouldn't be unusual for some of us to deny Jesus, would it? Because there are precedents for that in the Bible. Not least who? Peter. Peter. The cock crowed three times. And indeed, Jesus asked Peter, as he does us now and every day, do you love me? Or perhaps another way of putting it, are you ashamed of me? Will you put me before all other people, all other ideas, all those things that make demands on our lives, all the other tasks which lay claim to our time and money? Do we always put Jesus first? Jesus said, do you love me enough to proclaim me as the Messiah? Do you love me enough to stand with others who also believe that and become the foundation on which the whole church can be built? Or are we too ashamed? Peter, of course, became the rock on which God built his church. And we can be that rock today. We can be that rock. What will we remember particularly about Easter Sunday this year? What will it mean to each of us? What does it mean now? Will it rekindle our faith as a Christian? Or will it just be a fleeting remembrance that Christ died for us? Because he loved us so much. What does that mean to each one of us here today? Do you remember the astonishing transformation that took place in Jesus' disciples over that first Easter weekend and afterwards? It was a transformation so remarkable that only the fact of the resurrection of Jesus can satisfactorily explain it. On the evening of Good Friday, they were crushed and broken. Their master, whom they had loved so dearly and from whom they had expected so much, was dead. Dead. No wonder they were disillusioned and in despair. No wonder they were skulking around behind closed doors, fearing of being arrested by the authorities and perhaps being made to share the same fate that their beloved Jesus had. No wonder they were waiting only for the Sabbath to be over and its traveling restrictions ended, so that they could escape from the city and get back to Galilee where they might lick their wounds and get the disappointment of it all away. No wonder, perhaps, that Peter had denied Jesus earlier. But over that period, they totally changed. Their gloom became gladness. Their despair gave way to hope. Their fear was released by courage, replaced by courage. Before long, they were back out on the streets of that very same city where they had been recently, intent on saving their own skins. Ashamed to speak up for Jesus. But now they boldly proclaimed his name, regardless of the risks involved to themselves. They hurried everywhere, north, south, east, west, to tell the world about Jesus. They talked in many languages, and when they were not talking, they were singing and praising God, just like we've done this morning. They were full of joy and gladness. They had fire in their eyes and their hearts. They enjoyed this new Christian life. How happy they were to belong to Christ. They certainly were no longer ashamed to own their Lord. Nor should we be today. Nor should we be today. We have the same opportunity as those disciples, perhaps with all the technology that's available to us now, perhaps even better opportunity to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to those disciples, "If you love me, follow me, whatever the cost." Not an easy thing for any of us to do. We're not promised an easy passage. Indeed, we must be prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as those disciples were. We must be not be concerned about ourselves, for God is there beside us, encouraging us, helping us. Jesus' call to Peter, as it is to us today, is that simple and direct. If you love me, follow me, whatever the cost. Trust him and obey him. Do not be ashamed to really own your Lord, and to work unceasingly for him. He is by our side this morning. He will be by our side every living minute. Are we by his side? Music group again, please, for our communion hymn. And this is the absolute right day that we, apart from the Monday, Thursday, evening when Jesus introduced the Lord, his supper, into our lives. That was very special. But today is very special when we look at that table and remember that his body was broken for us, and his blood was shed for us on that cross. And we're going in a few moments' time, we're going to share in that table. But first, we're going to sing our communion hymn, one of my particular favourites, and I don't apologise for that. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, that sacrifice that we're going to share together. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and in that place once again, and I'm in that place once again. Once again, I look upon the cross. When we sing this, look at that cross and remember. I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again, I thank you. I thank you. Once again, I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Please stand and sing this really meaningfully this morning. Please stand.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. Oh, I'm in that place once again. I look upon the cross where you died, humbled by your mercy, and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I'll marvel at this saving grace. I'm full of praise once again. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
Let's sing it again. Let's sing it, sing the whole thing again. Yeah. First verse.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death.
Then just go straight to thank you at the end.
For the cross. And thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you. Again, I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again, I thank you. Once again, I pour out my life.
Please be seated.